Let's look better. All right, y'all. So it's really dark, and I don't think I feel like... You'll put this one on. Okay, that's a lot better. I don't feel like... I don't remember what I was going to say. Anyways. Guys. I was packing up my stuff. I was really cleaning up my closet. And, you know, there's so much stuff I've already given away. I've given away so much of my clothes. And, like, bringing these bins downstairs and taking down the pictures on the walls. And I'm like, man, am I going to have to downsize even more? My new spot is very small, but it's what I need right now. And so I was like, well, maybe I'll get a storage unit. But then I was like, if I have a storage unit, it's not ever going to see me. It's never going to see me. So I don't really know if that is the point. So then I just was like, oh, I want some candy. And y'all know I haven't really been eating candy like that. I've actually kind of been avoiding it in a way. Just because I knew that I used to eat candy so much. And I just try not to have it in the house as much. So I've been eating fruit instead. Even today when I went to Whole Foods, I had gotten some desserts that were a lot more healthier. But it wasn't candy. Anyway, I felt for some candy, but I was like, let me take my dog out. So I was like, well, let me just... Maybe I'll go drive somewhere and get some candy. So I took her walk in and I drove to the gas station, played some Chill Hop because Chill Hop is very chill for me. And before I left to leave, I was just sad. And I was just like, dang, like, I think me packing up my stuff, different moments, I get sad because I'm just like, fuck, like, did I fail again? Because that's what it feels like sometimes. Sometimes it feels like I'll reach a certain level of success and be able to do a lot of different things, and I love that for me. And I'll be able to get the $7,000 a month apartment or the $5,000 a month house. And then I can't keep it. And I can't keep it. So it makes me feel like a failure. It's like, dang, I got all this success and then I lose it. Then I get this success and then I lose it. And that doesn't feel very good. And so I'm trying not to beat myself up about it. But I'm processing those emotions. And I guess I wanted to get candy maybe as a way to cope. I mean, that's the best way I can explain it. So I bought the candy. I haven't eaten any yet. I may eat some. We'll see. Because sometimes I don't look at candy as a bad thing. Sometimes I really will get the candy and won't feel no way about it. You know what I'm trying to say? It really be like, dang, this is really adding some sweetness to me. And I feel really good about that. But yeah, so I was like, well, maybe I need to do a night drive. And so I'm driving around. And I decided to drive to the first place I had moved in Atlanta. And I've been pretty much in the same area of Atlanta. Like, there's a certain area of Atlanta I love. And so, I don't really go far from that. So I'm here outside of my old apartment complex. And I was like, oh, it's the beginning of the end. You know, that's how I feel because I needed to look. I needed to look where I started, and honestly, I just thought about all the things I've been through. Being a business owner and working for myself, and I've been through a lot. And I don't think I acknowledge that as much because I'm able to kind of move through things gracefully. And I don't want to say quickly, but gracefully, you know, I'll move through things. I don't really think about it too much. I don't think about it too much. But I have been through a lot, y'all. been through a lot. The way I look at it is like fighting for my freedom. Because the way I look at it sometimes is, if you are a person called to work for yourself, to generate income for yourself, and create a life for yourself that is different than what you have seen, sometimes it feels like you are fighting for your life. Oh my God. Just because you want something different.
Selfish babe, are you ready to use products that goddesses use? Okay, then you want to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, where I create products that will help you on your spiritual and self-love journey. I have our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, which is my number one best-selling spiritual womb detox for those girls that really want to start connecting to their womb space, their yoni spaces. You pray over the pearls, you insert it into your vagina for a couple of days, you physically purge, cleanse, and revitalize your yoni. But not only that, it is a spiritual and emotional cleanse. A lot of times we may be carrying on to emotional baggage. Maybe we broke up with a partner a long time ago, but we're still carrying their energy in our womb spaces. My Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls addresses all of that. And so you want to check that out at evolvingbutterfly.org, or maybe you want to try one of my crystal yoni washes like Pussy Power for Self Love, or Sex Goddess for creative energy and pleasure energy, or even Wealthy Woman for my selfish babes that are about getting the bag and the wealth. These are plant-based yoni washes. They are silky, they are luxurious, they smell good, they feel good, they give you that cooling sensation to awaken your vagina. And all the bottles come with different crystals: Pussy Power with rose quartz, Sex Goddess with carnelian, Wealthy Woman with citrine, and then they also have affirmations on the back based on each bottle. So if you want to focus more on self-love, then Pussy Power would be for you. And then we also have my Queen's Vaginal Steam Herbs. If you already have your seat and your gown and you're just looking to get some more vaginal steaming herbs, I have the Queen's Vaginal Steam. So make sure to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, at evolvingbutterfly.org. Links below. Mwah.
And that is hard. That is so hard to do sometimes. There are times where it is beautiful and it is easier than you thought, and whimsical and magical. And then there are times where it's just extremely hard. And I don't know why. I don't have an answer to why it's hard. But literally the way that I can describe it is like you are fighting for your freedom. And sometimes you just don't want to fight anymore. You don't want to give up. There's been a lot of times I've wanted to give up. And like, well, maybe, I don't know if I've never thought this life isn't for me, but it's more like, I'd be like, well, I don't know if I want to do business anymore. I feel like that sometimes. So I took a break when I had closed my first business. When I first closed my business, I took a break. I didn't want to do anything business related, honestly, y'all. I was so tired. It was very traumatic to close my business. It was extremely traumatic for me. Because I never thought that I would close it, if I'm being honest. You have people that's like, oh, well, what are you going to do for retirement? Like, what do you want to do? And I'm like, retirement? What are you talking about? I just started this. I'm only like 20-something. Why am I thinking about retirement? And so the things I thought that I wanted, I didn't want anymore when it came to business, because it just felt too much. It felt very hard. And I needed to break, especially after closing my business. I just was like, I don't want any of this. I just want to frolic. And I want to be a goddess. And I just want to live my life. I just want to travel. I want to relax. If I decide I'm going to sell anything, it has to be on my terms and how I want it. If I say I'm going to be out the country for a month and everything is on pre-order until I'm back, bitch, that's what the fuck is going to have to be. I didn't want to be in the stores anymore. I didn't want to be in Amazon. On any Amazon anymore. I didn't want to have to do all these regulations, you know, for herbs. Fucking ridiculous. I was tired. And so I took my break. I found something that made me a lot of money. I still recommend it to people, my Married to the Money course, if you don't know. It's a digital marketing course where you learn everything, like how to do email funnels, how to market yourself on Instagram, how to market yourself on TikTok, and like now how to be a UGC. Like basically all these different ways you can make money online for those people that have never made money online. In addition to my Securing the Bag course, where I talk about money mindset, spirituality, the things I've done to attract more money into my life. That's not only physical, but spiritual. And then also like affirmations, books to read, and then how to like contact the vendor if you really want to sell a physical product. And that was doing well so long, right? It was so like I've had 30K months from doing that. And that was what I needed. I needed that so that I could travel and fucking relax my mind and fuck the business that I had, right? I was so tired. I was done. I needed to heal. I needed to relax. I was very traumatized for my past business. And I did that and I had so much fun, y'all. I had so much fucking fun. I had a great ass fucking time. And then things slowed down. And I wasn't sure why, because there would be other associates that also were selling the same course as me, and they were doing just fine. They would show their sales, and I'm like, okay, what's going on? Honestly, y'all, I just feel like Spirit wants me. As I say that, there's a rat underneath the truck. Spirit wanted to put me in a back on my path, if I'm being honest. Back and what I'm supposed to do. And I know a lot of the work that I'm supposed to do is helping other women, and through my products women can get help. Through other things that I do, one will get helped. And I had taken that break because I didn't care about doing any of that anymore, because I was tired. And what I believe is that I needed to get back to what I was doing and do it the way that I want to do it now that I have my mind. Now that I have my mind and some reflection on like how I actually want to do my biz, and some rest. I really needed a mental rest too, not just a physical rest, but a mental rest. So I'm back, you know, selling my detox pearls, selling my steam, selling my yoni wash, and even adding new products, you know, where we're talking about joy when it comes to the vagina and the womb and self-care, which is my Raining Waterfalls Trinity set, as well as my Poom Poom Candy. Which you can find below. So I'm back doing that. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay because it's the way that I want to do it on my schedule. Order ship when I say that they ship. If I say it ships at this date, that's when it's going to ship. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. That has been okay. But yeah, y'all, I think Spirit just wants me back on what I was doing. And so I am back with what I was doing in a slow, I'm doing, it's definitely slower. When I say slower, I just mean like how I am and how I'm showing everything. Like I'm posting about it, I'm talking about it, I'm, you know, sharing more information of what I'm learning when it comes to Kaya Mata, which I told you guys about before. And so I'm coming back, like I was getting new ideas on how I wanted to revamp my old page and what I wanted it to be and how I wanted to educate women really on the womb from a spiritual perspective. Like my old page used to be Goddess Detox. My new page is The Womb Spot. And basically I just had the idea that I wanted to share affirmations and share quotes when it comes to the womb and the vagina. And then I also wanted to show women other videos when it comes to like the womb. Whether it talks about physical health, reproductive health, but also spiritually, right? What are other women talking about spiritually when it comes to the womb? Because it's not just me. Like, there's so much more information out there, and it may not be a lot, but there's some. So I've been sharing that on that page, and that has felt really good. You know, on my Selfish Babe page, I do, like, self-love quotes and different funny videos. And this one, it's more, honestly, womb-related. So I've been sharing that, and that's been good. So I've been getting like the nudges and things like that. So I know I'm on the right path. I think with me moving and just getting out of my $7,000 a month apartment into something that is a third of, sorry, it's not, it's even less. It's like a quarter of what I paid. You know what I'm trying to say? It's very less. It's more, very small. But I need it right now. And I'm grateful for it. I know it's going to give me a lot more leeway, which is great. And I'm still a very blessed girl, because I've realized even today when I was driving, I was like, wow, I'm always like, I'm in a brand new space that nobody has ever lived in. Everything is still very modern. Nobody has ever lived in this space ever. You know, it's brand new, just like my old apartment. Brand new, nobody, just newly built. Nobody has ever lived here. And I love that for me. So I'm grateful. I know spirit has me. I know I've been given the message that my ancestors got me, and I'm very pleased. So it's the beginning of the end, guys. At first I was like, well, no, because it's already the end. And I was like, well, is it the end, or is it just the beginning of the end? So I felt like I had to come back here in front of my old apartment complex, and I just needed to be here for whatever reason. I needed to be here and think about all that I started since I've come into Atlanta. Like, my business was already taking off before I moved to Atlanta, but it really took off when I moved to Atlanta. And there were so many changes and so many things, and all the things I thought that I wanted, I don't necessarily want anymore. Now I'm 33, technically, now my birthday. And I don't know, I was just like, damn, is this life? Like, I thought maybe I would have, life would have been different for me. Maybe I would have, I don't know. Like, I don't necessarily see myself having a family right now. I really don't want to raise no children right now. I think I want to raise them when I'm like 35, 36, 37, 38. Like, give me 2 more years of like not having children. But I don't know. And I wasn't ever pressed to be married either. I'm not one of those girls that's pressed. Am I ready for my husband? Yes. But my husband, I have a list, I think, that I'm making. And my husband needs to be free like me when it comes to thought and how we're going to do things. Just a lot of things. I won't talk about that right now. But anyways, I've been through a lot, guys, when it comes to having a business. I've been very fortunate that I can make money. I've been making money since I was 22. Like, it's been like 11 years, y'all. Being able to be on my own, making money on my own, not having a 9-to-5, not having a job. So I'm very grateful. I'm very thankful. And it is not easy to be able to do that. And so I do have to congratulate myself for being able to do it as long as I have been. I'm still doing it. But I really feel like when you're a person that's wanting to have the amount of freedom that I want to have, sometimes it's not easy. It's just not easy. I'm grateful because I've been able to make the money I've been wanting to make. And I don't think the entrepreneurial path is for everybody. I think it is a certain calling that certain people have. That's all I can say. I'm not saying that's better or worse. If you have your 9-to-5 and you know you're a 9-to-5 girl, keep the 9-to-5 girl. Keep that consistent income, bitch. Okay. But I just know that's not my life, you know? That's not my life. And that's okay. Again, there have been ups and downs when it comes to money. Ups and downs in my businesses. Not just like financially. I just mean ups and downs in general. Like having to run a business. Having to push something. Having to have your idea go out there and grow. Figuring things out. You know, oh, you thought you wanted to be in the stores. But these are all the stipulations it takes to get into the stores. Dang, do I really want that? Do I want to change how I want to say something on my packaging? Because is profanity? No. You know, so I've had to think about those things recently. Or not recently, but overall. Oh, God, y'all. It's a lot. I think that's all I can say. It's a lot. To be an entrepreneur is not easy. And sometimes I think even when you're in a space that's like taboo. Because I feel like what I do is taboo. Even though I never looked at it like that. But the womb work, self-love work, sexuality work, I think is taboo shit. And so it's just not easy all the time. But I know the work that I do does help people. I appreciate you guys' messages that my work has helped. I appreciate the kind, caring, and considerate customers that I have.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Oh my God, I see you starting up again, like, you know, affirming the best. Like, everybody, you know, people that have been really nice. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you a lot. But it's not easy all the time, and I really do feel like I'm fighting for my freedom. And so sometimes I look at my life or today and I'm like, dang, did I fail again? You know? And I'm not trying to beat myself up about it, but it, you know, I'm just like, dang, why are we here? So I've learned a lot of lessons. And yeah, you just take it one stride at a time, y'all. But it's not easy. I'm not saying that it can't be. I'm not saying it's not fun and joyous too, because I have had all those moments, been able to do so many different things, and I'm grateful for those moments. And at other times it's like, fuck, what the fuck is this, you know? Fighting for my freedom, babes. Fighting for my freedom and the life that I want, the life that I know I have. And when I say this, it's like the life that I know I have. People say this a lot, like, the life that you desire in your heart is not for no reason. Like, there's a reason why that desire is on your heart. And I truly believe that. I know how I am. So right now, I'm a rich woman. Like, I know that. It don't matter what fucking amount of money is in my bank account, I'm fucking rich. Like, I know that about myself. But that's me. I know that about myself. So for me, in terms of my life, what does that richness look like? Because it's not always about the money in my bank account. It's like, how is the quality of life? And that's why whenever I go to Jamaica, I feel so much freer. How is the quality of life? How much happier am I in the space? Being in Jamaica and seeing the flowers and being in sunshine, oh my God, I feel so wealthy because I get to see those things. I need that for my spirit. So for me, that's a part of the richness of life, my richness. And so as I continue to get older, as I continue to try different things out and try different lifestyle out, I see what works for me. I've had the three-story modern home, million-dollar home. I've had that. Happy I was able to experience that. Now I've had what we may consider a penthouse apartment. Great. Now we're going back to a studio that's still very much new and modern, to figure our shit out. And then now, where am I headed next? What's next? Because this is the truth, the beginning of the end. There's something next for me, and I know that. And it's all about the quality and the richness of my life. And that is not always financial. A lot of it is financial, but it's not always financial. And so I see myself, my time in Atlanta is coming to an end. I don't know how soon. I'll probably always have a little hand in Atlanta. But I feel it. And I feel like that is why I was like, bitch, let's go to your apartment where you first came to Atlanta. And I said, it's the beginning of the end. But yeah, I have been through a lot. It's crazy. The amount of shit I've been through as a business owner and a person going through life. I don't think I want to speak on everything right now. I don't even know if I would ever will now or on camera, maybe in therapy, who knows. But I think I just wanted to record this video and share it with anybody that is feeling like they are really trying to change their life and they are wanting to do that through entrepreneurship. And I'm just letting you know it's not easy, but is it worth it? And I think that's the thing. Like, there have been so many times I wanted to give up. I say, fuck this shit. not necessarily that I was going to get a job. Just something different. And I'm still here. I'm still doing the thing. And I think there's a reason for that. I think you just can't give up. You know, I'll take breaks. I took a long ass break in a way. I was still my own. I was still making my own money though. But yeah, y'all, I just think that's it. Like, I'm supposed to be doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be able to generate income for myself. That's my path. And if that is your path and that is your calling, and you feel like that is your path and your calling, then do it. Like I said, it's not always easy at all. but I feel like you will feel it in your spirit if you know, like, dang, am I supposed to keep doing this? I'm not supposed to. I have not given up, y'all. I've taken long ass breaks and I still be back at it. So let's just tell you to keep going and keep fighting. A bitch is tired though, but I'm not as tired as I was last year. I was really tired last year, which is why I was like, let me figure something out. And I think spirit gave me something and I did really well for that. And then spirit is redirecting me back on my path because they're like, okay, girl, you've had your break. Let's get back. And now I'm back. But yeah, y'all, moving out of my apartment is bittersweet. It's bittersweet. I know that I need to leave. Even when I was coming back from Jamaica, I felt like I needed to leave because I wasn't necessarily happy in Atlanta anymore. I know I need to be with more sun. I need to be with more nature. And I think Jamaica is a big part of that. But I do feel like my time in Atlanta is done, though. But anyways, yeah, y'all, I love you guys. Thank you for watching Little Baby Superstars on my nightly drive. You look so scared, don't she? You look scared. My little baby. Mm-hmm. I feel a little bit better. I think I just need to drive and cry. And listen to Chill Hop. Chill Hop. Or Flawed Mangoes. It's really good music when you're like needing to emote. Anyways, XOXO, Selfish Babe. You can check out all of my Woman Yoni products down below. I'm selling them down below with the link below, okay? Detox Pearls, Steam, and all the other things. Bye.
Mental and emotional wellness is important. I'm so grateful that more and more people are openly talking about going to therapy, Selfish Babe. If you have been thinking about getting therapy, I would highly recommend it. An easy way to find a licensed therapist would be through a company called BetterHelp, the sponsor of this episode. They've helped over 2.5 million people connect with a therapist and get the accessible therapy that they deserve. Prices are affordable and they even have financial aid options. To check them out, go to betterhelp.com/selfishbabe or click the link in the show notes to get 10% off your first month. Love you!